This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a real pleasure to welcome back into the studio Catherine Cardwell from CamFed. Very good afternoon to you, Catherine.
Hi, Neil. Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure. And also to welcome Fiona. I'm going to get this wrong now. I've been practicing it in rehearsals. Mavinga.
Correct. You got it right, Neil. Thank you for having us.
Fiona, you're sort of a living example of the work that CamFed does. You're from Zimbabwe, but you just joined their office over here in Cambridge. Is that right?
I am from Zimbabwe. I was supported by CamFed through university. My family really struggled to get me through education in Zimbabwe, so I sort of like had to work alongside my mother and my grandmother, waking up at 4 a.m. selling vegetables so that we could just get supplies to be able to go to school, buy the uniforms, buy the books, and ensure that we pay the fees to get me through school.
Indeed.
And when I got to the point where I had completed my high school and I had no hope of going further with my education, CamFed stepped in and supported me, and I'm now a lawyer.
And here you are in Cambridge enjoying our wonderful weather. it must be a culture shock for you. I do apologise. It's coming a bit hard for those of us who were born here, but there we are. Well, you're very welcome this afternoon. We'll find out more about you and about the work that CamFed does, but in particular in your example, and the work that you'll be doing for CamFed as well. But Catherine, first of all, let's cast our mind back, because it was a year or nearly 2 years ago now where we had a UK Aid Match campaign. I remember it well. Just explain to us what UK Aid Match meant.
Yes, so that's where the Department for International Development matches pound for pound donations given to selected charities. And so we did the Unlock Futures appeal, and that focused on keeping girls in school and out of child marriage by unleashing the power of young women in our alumni network, the CamFed Association, who were themselves once at risk of becoming child brides. And they're trained as learner guides, what we call learner guides, and they go back into schools and reach out to students there, and they teach them life skills. And then they also provide a psychosocial and emotional support for them as pretty much big sisters, and who understand what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And it's such an amazing holistic program. And the UK Aid Match contributions doubled the numbers of girls.
So we had like a 3 month period, didn't we? Where,
yes.
you were on the radio, you know, banging the drum saying donate, donate, donate. And then
pretty
for
much.
Every pound you raised, the UK government were thinking begrudgingly, well, we better match that then. They were huge numbers, as I recall, weren't they?
Yes. Yes. So the total raised was 2.78 million. Yes.
My
1.33 of which was pound for pound match by DFID. And 212,000 of that was from Cambridge residents, including fundraisers from local schools and sixth forms. So, you know, it's just so amazing how everyone really
That's
came together
incredible.
To support us. And, you know, it's just fantastic. And, you know, I know that, like, what does 2.78 million really mean? I mean, it's a massive
It's
number,
obviously
right?
a huge amount. And I am thinking that for any charity to be given a sum of money like that, that you've got to be able to quantify what you can do with that. That's not just running costs and buying, making sure you've got staples in the stapler.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, CamFed absolutely can. And that means 16,000 students will be reached. it's amazing. And so the program was launched in the beginning of 2019. And in just the last year, 203 learner guides have been trained.
Right.
And they're working in 85 schools that have implemented the program. And they have already reached 7,353 marginalized children.
That's incredible.
It is.
That is incredible. So, and just explain to us exactly what that is going to be. We've already briefly spoken with Fiona that we know that what you're actually talking about is you're talking about changing from subsistence survival living to actually making a life and a career for yourself, being able to support and grow, isn't it? Living isn't about surviving. Living is about growing and moving on. And that's kind of the difference. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely. I mean, CamFed works to support girls to go to school and succeed at school, and then also to thrive after school and step up as leaders of change in their communities in sub-Saharan Africa. And it's it's a way of breaking the cycle of poverty through education and to support girls to choose their own paths and to become economically independent, and to then support others to go to school when, you know, they become part of our amazing alumni network in the CamFed Association.
But you see, the thing that also strikes me about this, and Fiona, we'll ask your opinion as well on this one, is We're talking about countries, and I've only been to brief little bits of Africa, little pockets of Africa, and paid sort of fleeting visits. But it strikes me that if you've got the tribal system there, it's a very male dominated system, and it's a very traditional system. And as we've been saying, it's kind of like passed from generation to generation. And now suddenly here we've got a new wave of women and young women coming in with different ways of thinking and different setting their sights on different things. This must be having quite an impact on the ground in the way society works in these countries, isn't it?
Education is the difference between life on the margins. As you said, life is not just about survival, and life as an active citizen of your community. And because of Camfed support, this big group of educated young women is rising up in the rural communities of Africa and really changing the dynamics and ensuring that because we have educated women on the table, we have living role models from the same communities. Take my example, for example, I am the only person the first person to graduate from university in my family and in my community, and because of me, so many other young people within my community and in my family have gone on to have an example, a living example to emulate and say, if she can do this within this community, we can also be able to do that. And because of Camfed support, so many girls have been able to complete school, because there's so many hurdles that militate against girls getting access into school and completing, and being able to complete and then join this alumni network of, you know, young women who have a common background and now a common purpose as well, to say we cannot stand behind and watch others go through what we did. We have to do something. So this is why the Camfed Association is really stepping up, working together with Camfed to ensure that generations keep going through school.
See, this I love it. Now, it's not just general across Africa. Is it? There's specific countries that you work in, and really the countries that really need your help.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we partner with Ghana, Malawi, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. And, Camfed really focuses on partnerships within governments, local governments, and in the communities themselves, you know, partnering with parents, teachers, traditional leaders in order to create these robust networks that all go back to supporting the girl.
Excellent. All right, well, lovely. We're going to find out a little bit more about Fiona's story. We'll take a break for just a moment. My guests are Catherine Cardwell from Camfed and Fiona Mavinga from Camfed as well. She's a solicitor who's joined us from Zimbabwe this afternoon. We'll be talking to them again, but first off at 19 minutes before 2. Cambridge 105.